The Pennsylvania Fertilizer Act was passed in 1956, and it has gone substantially unchanged since then. So that's 64 years with virtually no change. Pennsylvania does not receive the appropriate credit for the state's Chesapeake Bay Watershed Implementation Plan as a result of the current status of our fertilizer bill. So one of the goals of modernizing the fertilizer law was to get credit for what we are doing regarding the Chesapeake Bay. This bill has been under consideration, or attempts have been made to revise this bill, I've been told, for at least 10 or 12 years. So it's really an accomplishment to get industry and government stakeholders, EPA, advocates, all with the goal of reducing the nutrient loads to the Pennsylvania waters at this time. So what this bill does, in short, it establishes a best practice for the use of fertilizer, creates a certification program, which we've never had for applicators, promotes the homeowner and private agriculture education as to how to use fertilizer. It enhances the required labeling for all fertilizer products, provides for preemption of local laws and regulations, and it establishes significant reporting requirements, which are also required to meet our obligations under our watershed improvement plan. And it provides broad-based increases in the fees while still separate classifications for small package fees for inspection. So all in all, this is a rewrite with the support of the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture of the fertilizer bill, which I said the first in the last 64 years.